Felicia, first of all, a victory in the USA Today poll, and something that was an honor, even though it might be a popularity contest, it's still an honor and another feather in the cap for the Saugatuck area. Tell us about the impact that that will have this summer and how much of an impact it will have.
You know, I think it'll have a tremendous impact because USA Today is such a high-profile publication. There's going to be an article on Friday about it, and then it will be in on all their TV stations and their 80-some newspapers throughout the United States.
It's almost as if it's advertising you can't really buy, because even if you had the expenses of a major market marketing firm, you can't beat this type of publicity, can you?
No, and we can't afford one of those firms. So we are absolutely delighted with this, and I think it's an incredible honor because we were selected by a panel. This wasn't random. This was a panel of experts who picked the top 20 and then put them up for a vote. So I feel that was really a slight difference in how so many of these contests are run. And we feel incredibly honored and thankful to everyone who helped us. I mean, we couldn't have done it alone. Goodness, we're a little tiny community. So the entire state of Michigan and even some of Illinois, you know, Chicago people helped vote us in. So we feel very fortunate that we had a really strong fan base.
How much of it, Felicia, if you can look at it with a cold, objective eye,
yeah,
how much of this was what has been done in recent years, and how much of this has been tradition? Because Saugatuck Douglas has been a traditional a getaway spot for, especially Chicago, for a number of years. And so there has been that sort of backbone that's been there and has been in place that has helped establish the foundation.
No, it's absolutely true. We've been a popular getaway for people from Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan for over 100 years. So we have a strong traditional base, which is really what put us over the top, I'm sure.
Something that we discussed in the past, Felicia, and might have to bear repeating, because some would say, well, Saugatuck got this despite the fact they lost one of their major attractions a couple of years ago in the Waterfront Film Festival. You said at the time Saugatuck was more than just the film festival, and this award certainly bears that out.
Oh, yes. The film festival was just one of the assets for our area. And we also have the Children's Film Festival that's still here. So we're still involved in the cinematic arts. But I don't think that we really felt a major impact from that. I think that it was wonderful for bragging rights, but economically I don't think it really had much of an impact.
Maybe this is an unfair question to ask you, but it does bear asking, in the sense that this is an accolade, and people are going to want to come to Saugatuck, and they know that there is Kalamazoo Lake and a great aquatic area. Can it help in terms of getting needed dredging for that harbor? Because without it, you know, that's one of your assets you don't have.
You know, that's a wonderful question, and I guess we'll find that out, won't we, in the future. We are struggling with that issue, although I should mention to you that both of our councils will most likely in the next few weeks approve money to proceed with the harbor plan to go to phase one. There will be three phases, and they will approve the money to begin to work with a firm that will lead us through the process to try and solve this problem.
Yeah, it is certainly a concern for all involved, not only in tourism but in commerce as well in the Saugatuck Douglas area. Finally, Felicia Fairchild, are we going to see any superiority dances coming from the office in the short term, or is this going to be sort of, let's get through the summer and we'll celebrate this come fall?
Well, it's funny, we're thinking about possibly doing some sort of celebration. We did it when we were named one of the coolest small towns in America, but heck, we came in number one, so I think it would be appropriate to have some sort of a party, and that victory dance, well, I did that in the privacy of my home. I'm not sure we'll put it on YouTube, though.
Now, I don't think Dana Carvey is going to get any competition from you on that.
Not from me.